You are a gift. A daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. The text comes from Ephesians 4. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. I don't know if you've ever thought of yourself this way, but according to the Holy Spirit, you are a gift. You are one of the many gifts that Jesus gave to his church as described in this Bible reading. Every one of us has a function in the body of Christ, even if we don't realize what it is yet. Apostles and prophets and evangelists, yes, but also pastors and teachers, givers and caregivers, those who know how to keep administration running smoothly, those who encourage, those who pray, those who notice when someone else is not in church and check on them to be sure they're okay, even those who know where the mop is and who make sure to restock the toilet paper. And Jesus gave you to the church out of love. He gave his life for you to set you free from death and evil and to make you a child of God, living forever with the life of your resurrected Savior. And now that you belong to Jesus, he intends to use you to help the whole body of Christ grow up and mature. He put you here for a purpose, to help all of us as we listen to Jesus, our head, and grow up in him, more and more united in faith and love. This may sound like fancy words to describe the very humble things that you actually do in your life, but these are the words of the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul, so we know they are true. Don't downgrade your role in the life of the church. You matter because Jesus has given us you. You are needed. We pray. Dear Lord, show me how I can serve you, and thank you for giving me this privilege. Amen.